Good evening.
Good evening.
I take it for the first?
I think so.
Okay.
You came on pretty quick.
Well, you know, if you heard some music, that's an indication.
Well, it said when the moderator would come on, and then all of a sudden you came on, so.
Okay.
And I got so many disruptions at 1 o'clock, I just finally gave up. I'll have to listen to the recording.
That's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm. Well, the adjusters are starting to show up all at one time.
They usually do. Mm-hmm. You know, they move packs.
Yeah. And then I just had given $20 to somebody. And then one of the interruptions was someone coming with four $50 cards from some Jewish organization. I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy things. Good and, you know, good things. It's not bad things, but for some reason I can't listen to a whole class. I finally was afraid I was so interrupting you every time I'd have to get off and then come back on. So I finally just gave up and said, I think I'll listen to the recording. What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, boy. I heard this swoosh of a wind.
Was it out? I mean, it wasn't in the phone. It was outside.
It sounded like it was on the phone. It's right here in my ear. But I'm holding the phone to my ear, because I hadn't laid it down yet. I mean, it was like swoosh. Boom. That was what I heard.
I didn't hear anything, so.
Okay, well, I don't think it's anything bad. Too many good things today happened, so.
Good.
Randala
has joined.
We are studying from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Vayera, and it's verse 261. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutcha b'richu ishkinte bidkilu urchimu vukilu vukilu urchimu. L'yachta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe. V'yehud ha-shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yehino amadunai elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nanei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nanehu. Pasuk 261. Tachatse deha itmar ta'afilu inun b'nei tu pachna la itanu ela be'er shawaya umaya maya yo kariran nachate milela umaya yo. Rati Khain, Uti han salke mitata te eshalitanu itre dinin gindinina dilela aki hawa bakinka layas dom ya ya frit laish. The translation and see. Come and see, you learn that even the generation of the great flood was punished with fire and water only. Cold water came down from above and boiling water from below, from the bottom of the earth as fire. So they were punished by the two judgments, because the judgment of above is executed with two kinds of judgment, water and fire. And this is why there was brimstone and fire in Sodom, because the brimstone comes from water, as is known. My commentary is with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. The commentary by Bracha, verse 261 continues to be explained, or continues to explain the two punishments of water and fire that was experienced. Since the generation of the flood and of Sodom, the two forms of the water cleansing with boiling, bubbling water from the earth called fire, and the frozen water from the heavens falling upon the earth as the rising hot waters were rising beneath the earth. It made note that the brimstone on the Sodom generation was water also. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Never having looked up the definition of brimstone, and of course seeing the definition from the Zohar, I always thought the brimstone meant that the mountains were breaking up and falling.
I agree with you. I never thought of the word stone as being water.
Well, having been to that area, you know, the Dead Sea, and in 86, Israel was still very young and rural in that area. And seeing all the salt, you know, on even the brushes along the side of the road, because the bus driver stopped and let us get out for the bus. And I mean, you could see, in fact, I picked up just a piece of a branch that was covered with salt and picked a leaf off of a shrub and covered with salt. If you walked, it was like you were walking on ice. It looked like ice, but it was really rock just covered with salt. Now, when we were there 10 years ago, the area was built up. There were restaurants, there were gas stations and things like that. It was, you know, much more modernized and nice new highway and everything. But the rural look was gone, and there wasn't near the amount of salt that I remembered. You know, so it was quite a change, but I was glad I saw it at that time. But I guess that's why I had the image of brimstone being covered with salt until, of course, these last few verses, seeing fire and water as types of judgment.
I just looked up what the meaning of brimstone. And the definition in Google is it synonymous with sulfur. It evokes the acrid odor of sulfur dioxide, which is given off by lightning strikes.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand the concept of the brimstone being fire because it's related to lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And lightning is definitely fire.
Well, it's not a pleasant smell. Sulfur dioxide smells like rotten eggs.
That's That is correct.
Living close to the refinery, a lot of times we get that smell.
Question is, why did it need to continue and reinforce they were dealt with fire and water at the same time?
Maybe it was the seriousness of the judgment, two serious judgments at one time.
Well, destruction clearly is serious judgment. And both Sodom, which disappeared in the flood, which, you know, everything disappeared but what was in the ark. So that could be right, Randy.
Or could it be warning for the future? That the judgments are still there. And will cause
So we know that there's this midrash that the hail from the plague of hail in Egypt is still waiting for it to come down, that it stopped in mid-stride, so to speak, and that hail is ready to come down again.
Well, I don't remember hailstorms as a trial, growing up. But just since we've been in this particular house for 10 years, I can't tell you how many hailstorms we've had. They don't last very long. In fact, maybe 2 months ago, we had two episodes, not very long, didn't even last 3 minutes. They were 30 minutes apart. And you hear the ping, 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 in the fireplace chimney and hitting metal. That's what it sounds like. And when I went out to look, with just little tiny hailstones, but then 30 minutes later, they were about the size of a 50 cents piece, which was much, much bigger. They never last very long, but they do damage. If your car is out, you're going to get dents in your car. It's again seeing something that we didn't see before. Like, I've never seen a storm like Laura hit. Like Charles, and I'm 81. So, things are happening that didn't happen before, in my lifetime anyway.
Well, I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's anecdotal. It doesn't have documentation that science would require. But I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. But this storm didn't go as predicted, this last one. It went from saying it was going to be a hurricane to just a storm. And then we were supposed to get this tremendous rainfall all night, last night and today. And when I got up, the patio was dry, the sidewalk was dry, the street was dry, it didn't rain at all, and we didn't get any rain today. So... it's that's why when you said it was a good day, a happy day, well, believe me, there were a lot of happy people because so many are homeless, destruction,
yeah.
That, you know, it was good. So I think we can relate to what's happening in the Zohar right now with the idea of judgment.
Yes.
And I suppose the two kinds of judgment have to do with right and left column with a lot of Gevurah. And
that is correct. Water is right column and fire is left column.
Right. So, and hopefully the damage and the suffering that people are going through moves us to the central column.
Well, it cleanses us. Whether it moves us from one column to another, I'm not so sure, but the cleansing takes place.
Do you think?
Go ahead, Brandy.
Do you think that with all of the cleansing going on right now between the fires and the water, and we did have some hail and the winds and all of that, you think that will be enough cleansing to get rid of the COVID? Since I feel that that's judgment.
We hope so. I have my doubts because I perceive them as different judgments for different reasons.
Okay.
I'm still, I don't know what word to use, not worried, not concerned, but the idea of so much idolatry that not enough cleansing has taken place.
Well, I guess we still have earthquakes and volcanoes.
Well, we have more than that, so.
Yeah. Well, I just saw we didn't have the television on. You know, we've had it on the weather station, and I don't know, we turned it off because we had so many people coming in today again. But when I turned it on, it was advertising in 2 days. A Jewish person who's become very influential, but he converted to Christianity and he's gained in a lot of popularity. And he's going to have a worldwide meeting in Washington, D.C. in 2 days. And I know it's going to talk about the man from Nazareth, and makes me think, you know, what's going to happen. It's going to be on, I think, 11 o'clock Eastern time. And it's a Shabbat, you know. Not good.
It's right before Yom Kippur, too.
Well, I think I really don't know what I think at this point.
Yeah, I know. That's me too. You know, now maybe it'll bring a lot from the other faiths to a point of teshuvah. But at the same time, I keep still seeing, you know, idolatry.
God forbid.
Mm-hmm. And see, while we were evacuated, even in the home that we first had to go to in San Antonio, we didn't get there till 3 a.m. And it was the next day before Tony and I could get a motel. But one of the two men that we were staying in their home, one of them had to be Buddhist because it was Buddhas all over the house. But I was surprised it really did not bother me. And then, you know, we stopped at a filling station part of the way, you know, just to take a break and use the restroom and give our legs some room because it was a 6-hour drive. And lo and behold, there were Buddhists there too. You know, it just, so I'm seeing a lot of idolatry signs. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And but I felt like I didn't feel anger, and it was like it was okay for them. I hope that it meant some growth for me, because I would have normally reacted
angrily.
Yeah.
But also, you know, you didn't have, I assume you didn't have much choice as to which home you were going to.
No, we didn't. And the person was raised Catholic. I would have assumed that there would have been Christian symbols around, but it wasn't. You know, so, and I don't, you know, I don't know them well enough. So I just knew we weren't going to stay there. And I didn't have to say, oh, let's get out of here. I don't want to be around all this Buddha stuff. You know, I didn't have to say anything. We went to the first motel, and they didn't have any room. We went to the second one, and they had room. So that's where we stayed.
Well, Buddha gets around, because the hotel that I was in, when you checked in the front desk, they had Buddha up there too.
Well, you know, the little Buddha is laughing. And when my eyes spotted them, you know, wherever I spotted them, I just said, Hashem Hu Ha Elohim, and smiled right back at it. And that brought me, I don't know, comfort, I guess, because it just didn't bother me, you know. It was like it was okay for them to believe what they wanted to believe. But I wanted it, even if I didn't say it out loud, but I did voice it. It was like, you know, okay, Hashem is my Elohim, or the Elohim. So it was okay. Which I took that to kind of mean growth, that I could accept someone's belief system without condemning them, but at the same time, I just felt like I had to voice it out loud, you know, or aloud, let me put it that way.
I understand what you're saying. We're almost out of time, so
okay.
I'm going to call the class.
Okay.
And I hope I'm awake for the 7 o'clock class.
Okay.
You take care.
We'll give you 10 minutes.
Thank you. Appreciate
and we understand if you sleep. Because that's one of the things that help with not getting the COVID, is getting rest. So don't push yourself. Grandma's talking, you know.
Well, I'm pushing, but got to keep my eyes open at the same time.
Well, I know. I know very well. I think we all do.
Everyone,
okay.
Have a good evening.
Okay, you too.
Okay. Shalom. Thank you.